Well, as we trudge through another year of the pandemic and COVID-related regulations continue to wane, fewer people are getting tested for the virus, and that can make it hard to know where we actually are in fighting it. So for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Andrew Neumer, epidemiologist and demographer at UC Irvine. Thank you so much for joining us. We know how important testing has been at knowing where we are in the battle. Does it become less important as we head into an endemic state?
Glad to be back on KCBS. No, it doesn't become less important. It's just that people are less interested in doing it. And we need to, it causes problems for us to understand the ongoing data.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. If a lot of these sites are closing, sometimes even when people are interested, they're getting the at-home tests, and it's not like those results are necessarily reported anywhere. Do you think they should be?
I mean, I'm not sure it makes sense for to create a phone bank for people to call in their at-home test results, but we need to be more vigilant with wastewater sampling. I mean, we do that in more places, and we need to keep doing it in places where we have been doing it. And we need to backstop, those home tests with PCR tests at healthcare facilities, and those need to be free.
And speaking of healthcare facilities, are doctors' offices tracking cases? Is that something that's used?
COVID is now a reportable disease, so they're required to track them. Yes.
Okay, and so that combines with the wastewater imaging, right? To kind of get a picture of where we're at.
No, exactly, and the wastewater imaging. People who have COVID, whether they know it or not, whether they're symptomatic or not, they shed virus and. That can be detected in wastewater, believe it or not. And so, we can just continually monitor that. It tracks the epidemic remarkably well. It's actually somewhat surprising how well it does, but it's been proven at this point.
Yeah, that has been impressive. We've been reporting on that on KCBS as well. So then, how important is it right now, if you're feeling sick, to do that test? And should you try to find one of those closing sites so that you're part of that, or is an at-home test the same? What's our role in this?
Well, so definitely if someone's not feeling well, they should do an at-home test. The government will send out, at-home tests to every address. So people should take advantage of that. People who are covered by any kind of health insurance, the health insurers are required to provide at-home tests. It's important not just for people who are symptomatic or feeling bad, but, I was supposed to have lunch with a friend last week, and she texted me 24 hours before and said, I have no symptoms, but I'm positive. So, whenever you're meeting with someone who you haven't seen in a while, particularly if that person is a senior citizen or if that person visits a senior citizen, we should be testing regularly. My friend subsequently got a PCR test. She's positive. She's definitely a COVID case, but she's totally asymptomatic. So people should just be testing semi-regularly.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but we need those reminders like that, yeah. That you can still be asymptomatic and have COVID. But how do we fight people's apathy when we've been talking about testing for two full years?
I mean, that's really the million-dollar question here. I'm not sure I have all the answers. I mean, people are definitely kind of over it in the parlance, and I just don't want to feel like we're in a pandemic anymore. People keep talking about endemicity, but this is what endemicity is. This is where COVID is sort of, in constant cycles. Right now we're in, particularly in California, we're in a down part of the cycle, but, COVID is going to be with us. It seems to be getting milder on a case-by-case basis. The problem is it's also still highly, highly contagious, and that means that many, many people get it, and when it reaches senior citizens, it's often not as mild as for younger people. So, we haven't seen the last of COVID. It remains to be seen whether Omicron BA2 will cause a major wave, but I can guarantee the KCBS listeners that there will be another variant at some point in the future that will cause another wave. It may not be until next winter, but it will come sooner or later.
Right. Just because we're a down part of the roller coaster does not mean we are off this ride yet. Thank you so much
exactly.
for your help, Andrew Neumer, epidemiologist and demographer at UC Irvine.